flying in southern Michigan. Parts of it, anyway. You know, I've talked to some folks. I've tried to talk to some folks up in the UP, but they're buried. Power was out for days after the last big blast of snow. And my next guest dug himself out using a snowshoe. And, he had a beer in one hand and a snowshoe in the other. He dug himself out. Not real quick. He was having a good time. He's been lost, confused, turned around more than anybody I know is Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, and storyteller. Ron, welcome back.
Good morning, Your Highness. How are you?
Well, I'm glad you used the proper pronoun. You know, it's hard to get people to use the proper pronoun, but this way I don't have to sue you in open court.
Listen, you know, these supplicants have to learn.
Exactly.
And
again,
it's Your
nice
Highness,
word.
Your Eminency, any of those will do. I hope you're doing well. You know, I'm surprised there's no snow down there because up here...
No, we've got some.
We've got 2 feet on the ground. We got 7 inches of snow on Bay Dock. They are killing the walleyes and northern pike out here ice fishing. It's incredible. We got a real Michigan winter going on.
Well, that's nice to know. Southern Michigan, for whatever reason, we got the big blast on Veterans Day, and we got a couple of different storms along the way, but nothing big. And then it's been real mild. You know, we've probably picked up an inch or two here overnight and into this morning. I'm in Brighton at the moment, and we've got snow falling and the ground's covered, but it's not a heck of a lot.
Well, just hang in there because, you know, February's coming too.
Well, trust me.
Yeah,
in the last couple of years, winter.
It's coming.
Yeah, we're not going to skip winter this year. In the last couple of years, actually, winter hung on all the way into mid-April. So, I don't like that so much. But anyhow, so what's going on in the world? What are you doing? Where are things happening?
Well, I'm on my way downstate. I'm headed down to Metamora for my road trip of the week, and I'm going to take a long drive along Lake Huron this gorgeous time of year. But Metamora, they've got now this is tricky here. They've got a candlelight cross-country skiing event going on this weekend where you go out there and you bring your skis or your snowshoes. They're going to have a bonfire. They're going to have s'mores. And, you know, they're going to make a whole thing out there at the Metamora Hadley Recreation Area. So you got plenty of parking. You got places to get warm. Of course, there might not be any snow. So I got a hold of the folks down there, and they said, not to worry. We'll turn it into a hike. So bring your snowshoe stuff, but if it doesn't happen, we'll go for a hike in the woods.
There you go. All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Michiganders. You know, Michiganders are nothing if not innovative and spontaneous.
Right. Well, plus, you know, you can bring a little flask of joy.
The flask of joy is important. By the way, this is a really cool trip over there. You may never have been to Metamora, but it's an incredible little town north of Detroit. And another thing you can do there, if you're going to go early, because it's going to be candlelight source at night, you can go out to the Seven Ponds Nature Area, take the kids. They have an incredible interpretive center there and some great trails around the ponds and the prairie. And then you can eat at the White Horse Inn, which is sensational food. It was operated for 126 years, closed for a couple of years due to illnesses and things like that. Some people reopened it and redid the decor. And I understand that Alfonso, the resident ghost, is still there.
So he didn't move out. He doesn't eat much.
he doesn't eat much. But there have been stories of shortages behind the bar.
Right. Here's the thing. Once you leave Metamora, because here's something that I think that I am still the potential to be an Olympic class athlete in exactly one sport. And I see it listed here on the sheet, Ron. I see it here at Orchard Lake. I could be Olympic.
12-ounce curls?
Well, no. I think curling. I mean, how hard could it be? It looks pretty. You push off. You push the rock down the ice. How hard could it be?
I'll tell you. Have you ever curled? Have you ever done curling?
No,
except
for the kind you just described.
And yeah, just down the road from Metamora, Orchard Lake. That is where curling premiered in the United States in 1831, the winter of 1831-32. And the museum there has an open house, and they have hand-on exhibits. Have you ever lifted a curling stone? You know, they weigh, I think it's 12 kilos.
I think I'd drop it on my foot, you know.
Listen, if you couldn't be the curler, you could be the sweeper, the guy that's there with that broom.
Right,
well, we have a couple of curling clubs in Michigan that are open to the public. My favorite one is in Lewiston. You can rent that hall, and you can take 4 or 8 people there, and they provide you all the equipment.
Really?
Give you full instruction, and they have 2 huge curling courts there.
I don't mean to be so bold.
You can just sit up in the window and watch people.
Yeah, if I may be so, can I bring beer?
Yes, it is encouraged.
Thank God.
No, it is encouraged that you bring your beverages.
Yeah, there,
and then, of course, Lewiston also has the Lewiston Hotel, which has one of the very best burgers
in the
entire state. You got Metamora for cross-country, whatever happens, based on snow.
Right.
Curling down at Orchard Lake. And, I mean, what more could you want for a day trip?
All right. So road trip of the week to Metamora. Got that.
Yeah.
And then you pick up the curling on the way out the door. And if you got time left and you're heading back north, we got 30 seconds for this one. But the folks in Bel Air got some cool stuff going on.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places, the Grass River Natural Area. They're having their Winter Fest this weekend. This is for families. They got the snowshoe. They have snow there. You don't have to worry about that. They got snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, crafts, games, a blazing fire.
Shorts Brewery, let's not forget Shorts.
All supported by Mammoth Distilling, one of our favorite people. They're paying for the whole thing, so there's no charge.
There you go. Shorts Brewery there, right downtown.
Shorts? Oh, yeah. Shorts, one of the leaders downtown in the early days of craft beer, when people said, well, this was never going to work.
Yeah.
This is another one of those fads.
Yeah, look at their bank account.
They now have, almost an entire city block in Bel Air. So, Shorts, congrats to them for having vision and making it happen.
Ron Rademacher, if you want to get on the program here with Ron and I, get your festival, your town put in the spotlight, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. I think we'll see Ron in Metamora, Orchard Lake, maybe in Bel Air. Ron, always a pleasure.
Steve, tell everybody I'm looking for more road trips of the week, man. We need some road trips of the week. Get a hold of me. Thank you.
There you have it. Ron, there he goes out the door. Snowshoeing away. We'll be right back.